seemed like there were a couple of injuries.
I think most of them are heat related. So I'll have to wait to get inside. But
Coach, what are you looking for in the first day of practice?
Well, some of it was disappointing in terms of the conditioning part. There were two or three guys that I thought relatively early in the practice, you know, came up with cramps and that type of thing and had to be taken inside. You know, organizationally it was fine. The execution, obviously, not as good as you'd like it to be. Defense, I thought, moved around well. Offense, there were a few things that were very close that I'm excited to look at the tape about. But, you know, you always want to come back right where you left off and never quite as that. But we got out here, you know, some things happen sometimes and, you know, you get a look at some other people and it's to the benefit of the team. So I'm hoping that's what we're going to find when we look at this tape.
He thought
it was a shoe part of it, that there was an irritation in his foot, but it was over one of the metatarsals, so they took him in to look at that. He's the one guy right now, other than Heat, that, you know, I'll be interested to see what the discussion is inside.
You already are without John there, obviously. So
John?
At the linebacker position. You know, obviously you don't want to deal with hypotheticals, but how do you feel in general about the linebacking core and what's the other options at this point in the middle?
I would be excited. You know, I'm not going to speculate on something I don't know. So we were excited about this, disappointed, of course, that John got hurt, but really excited about the fact that he seems to be doing really well. I mean, I watched his treatment the other day, and, boy, if he's got a tender, you know, foot, he's hiding it well. So I think he's making really good progress. I'm hoping that this is just a matter of a sore foot with Jamel. So we'll see.
The offense seems to be moving quicker between plays. I don't know if I'm saying it that way or not. But do you feel like guys know what they're doing yet, or is that still?
No, that's what we emphasized that in the spring. We did a lot of that. It's for the good of both the offense and the defense. We came right back and came right on the field and resumed right where we left off. So from that standpoint, that part of it, and the communication and the signals and that type of thing, that was fine. The execution is not where it should be. But as far as the mental part and the communication and getting right back into it and you know, there's various tempos, as you know, with no huddle. And the tempo part of it was for the most part pretty good.
How did Eli look?
Good. He looked okay. Yeah, first day back.
Tom, he said yesterday that he's energized by the new offense and excited. He also did say a little nervous. Do you understand that, where he's coming from, and then why?
It's a good thing. That's what it was. All this was done for. Make him a little nervous and excited about studying and getting back at it, and the rest of them too. So I think that's a good response. I read one of the responses was something about him being uncomfortable. Well, that's the position that I've taken since day one, and we don't want anybody around here comfortable. So that's a good thing.
This is a new offense for you, too. Have you felt that, too, that it's, you know, a little uncomfortable for yourself?
Well, I like that part of it, too. I mean, I've got to study it, too. The difference that I make, I can tell you, you know, it's a language. It's foreign. You know, it's a foreign language. And when that's the case, it's simply when you're looking at it from what we had tried to do with our previous offense was to kind of taper down all the verbiage. And this offense has a lot of verbiage. So that's the issue that keeps us on our toes. There's a lot of verbiage. That it?
Tommy, just go back to the tempo a little bit. Is there a number of seconds between snaps that you're looking for, or?
That's part of it. It depends on which part of it you're talking about. There's different speeds with which you play, and we have a tempo for one speed, a tempo for another speed, and so on.
Would you run more plays in practice now than you did before, or will the play count be about the same?
Well, the time is about the same, with just a little, maybe a little bit more, but not much more. And maybe a few more plays, but not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
Is there any symbolism to the first day of this kind of practice for you? I mean, to set a particular tone or a theme or establish that it's not last year, it's a new year?
We've been doing that since the spring. Spent a lot of time on that. But, you know, quite frankly, the mentality part of it, and, you know, I keep referring back to, you know, for 10 seasons, if you look at our first half of our season, you know, and that's not the answer to everything. I understand that. It doesn't necessarily mean, but it puts you in position. There's a lot of 6-2s. There's 5-3s. There's a 7-1. Then all of a sudden, there's a, you know, an 0-6 start, which, you know, we're going to do everything in our power to, you know, try not to experience that again, for sure.
Tom, of all your seasons here with the Giants, does coming into this camp feel like there's been more turnover, more change, more things different? Is this one?
Oh, no question. Yeah. You know, a lot of different individuals, a lot of different pieces to the puzzle, different offense in terms of learning a new system. There's a lot different to it.
We saw Weston Richburg, you know, playing both spots, even some both spots of the first team in there even possibly. How do you balance that for a guy to sort of be involved in maybe two competitions at the same position?
Going to have to learn them both. You know, that's what he does. He learns them both, and he played a lot of guard today along with a lot of center. And it wasn't necessarily designed to be like that when we came out, but that's the way it gravitated, so that's what he had to do. So I'm pleased that he can do that. I'm pleased that he can.
How much is that for a rookie to take on, though? I mean,
it's a nice chunk. But he's a smart kid, and it's good for our team if he can handle it.
How do you try and split that in practice-wise?
Well,
50-50, or is he going to concentrate on one maybe more than the other?
There will be some type of a percentage put together, but today he played more guard because he, quite frankly, had to. Got some work to do. Yeah, he's got some work to do, just like they all do. So we've seen enough in the spring to know what he can do, and hopefully we'll see it again soon.
Did he have something when the deep route that got picked up?
I don't know. I got to find out when I get inside.
Because he did pull up, right? I mean,
well, he didn't. He stopped on the ball. I know that part. So.
Tom, how is John Jerry adjusting after his time in Miami?
How's he adjusting? Well, he's, you know, he was hurt all spring, and he was sick all summer, basically. So he's out. He's lost some weight, and he's trying to get back into it. It'll take a while.